down there. To bed. Just go down there. Oh, you don't need to be up here. You only watched 15 laps.
So? Thank you.
Kyle Larson, driver of the number 07 Spire Motorsports Chevrolet. If you have a question for Kyle, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start up front here with Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Congratulations on this. From 22nd to the win, did you think that you were going to be, that you had enough to get back through the field, either enough truck or enough time?
No. Check.
Hello.
No, I didn't. I did not think that I had enough time without a caution to get up there. I was hoping for a better restart than I got too. So if I did get a caution, I could be a little bit further to the front and maybe have a good pit stop and then just, you know, kind of work hard to get back up there. But I didn't get a good restart. You know, I was hoping to get a bunch of them on the first couple laps and really didn't get any. And so yeah, I just kind of was almost giving up at that point and just was like, well, I'm just going to get what I can here and, you know, try not to do anything stupid and, you know, wreck anybody or wreck myself. And I don't know, I probably had to get around 15th or 16th or so and just started running the wall at both ends. And, you know, that's when I noticed the leaders were kind of not pulling away from me. They were still like straight away ahead of me, but they were not pulling away. And I think we still had just under 20 or so laps left. So it's like, well, maybe, you know, maybe I can just get there. You know, I could tell they were racing really hard up front and maybe they wear their stuff out or whatever. And then the 11 got to the lead and I was like, well, it's probably over now. But I was still catching them pretty quickly and just, I don't know, with 10 or so laps left, I thought I had a really good shot. But then I got kind of hung up behind Ankrum. He was doing just a good enough job and was in my lane to where I couldn't, you know, go fast. And he was probably costing me a half to three quarters of a second and spent probably three laps behind him and thought it was done after that. But got by him and got by Ross really quickly. And I think about the same time I got by Ross, the 11 had his issues. And then I knew I was going to have a great shot to win. So just had to keep it out of the wall. So just had enough tire there at the end to make a couple moves and get it done.
Steve Schweitzer of the Lasco Press. Kyle, that was a great run. You spent the whole last portion of the race riding the wall. Were you able to do that earlier in the race, or did that just finally come in there in the last? What made you move up and concentrate strictly on staying up by the wall?
Well, I tried running the wall in 3 and 4 early in the race. And, you know, I got to lead pretty quickly. And then, yeah, I started running the wall in 3 and 4 and was just sliding a lot and really loose. And those guys, the 34 and 11 both caught me and passed me or was getting ready to pass me at the end of the first stage. I fell back to second. So I was like, dang, maybe the wall just doesn't work in the truck. And maybe, you know, being at nighttime, it just doesn't have enough grip or whatever. And so then the next run I spent trying to figure out different ways to take care of my tires and thought I did better at it. But then, yeah, the I guess it was the third stage when I got in the 34 and spun. At that point, you just got to, go full send and see if, you can figure something out. So I'm just really comfortable running the wall. And I think once I got running it at both ends, I was able to kind of take care of my kind of all four tires a little bit better and, just get into a good momentum or good rhythm.
Go to Dustin next and then Steven.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Can you just talk about what happened with the 34?
Yeah, I haven't seen a replay yet, but I think even without seeing it, like, I put the blame more on myself just because I had Ross and him got kind of close off of four, and their run shut off, and I had a big run behind, and I just thought I had enough of a run to just drive across, and I was going to clear him easy, so I didn't even like drive in that hard, and my angle was just bad because I was planning on just driving across to kind of mess their air up behind me a little bit and go on with my day. And he drove in really hard, I guess it seemed like, and my angle was just so bad, I just kind of drove in the side of him and spun. So I'm not sure if that's what happened or whatever, if he entered on my door or whatnot, but even if he did, like, if I'd have known that he was, I would have not been in the middle of the racetrack, I'd have been on the bottom. So, yeah, I just misjudged the run that I had, I guess, and spun out.
You can't win three without winning two without winning one. You talked about, hey, this would be great to win all three. What does it mean to start off the weekend like this and still have that opportunity going into tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, it was that's the main goal going into this weekend, was to win all three. And, after the spin, I was like, damn, I'm it's over now. And, it was just able to make some things happen to get a win. So, like you said, I mean, you can't win all three without winning the first. So I like my chances the rest of the weekend. I think that, like, Austin Hill was really good here, though, last year. So he'll be tough. I'm trying to think who else was good. He was standout good as, being different, too, around the bottom. So we'll see. But I know my car will be good. So just got to keep it out of the wall, like I was somehow able to tonight. And I know the cup car will be great, So I feel like going into the weekend, I thought the truck race would be, well, I guess maybe just the most big unknown, but because of that, maybe the toughest to win, just because of my inexperience in trucks and just the runs being short, the aggression of the drivers and all that. So, yeah, it's good to get through this one, and we'll see. We'll just try hard.
Steven Stumpf, frontrush.com. Kyle, with the five laps to go, you were 3.5 seconds behind Corey. Obviously, Corey had his issue, but you passed everyone from fifth, went on to win. With how good your truck was, did it feel like the gap was that big, and just how frantic were those final laps just catching up to everyone?
Yeah, I mean, I wish, well, I don't wish anything different because I won, but I feel like if I had gotten by Ankrum when I got to him, I still would have caught Corey in time to at least race with him and maybe beat him, but when that didn't work out, then when he had his problem, I still was behind the 34 a good bit, but I felt like it was all going to time out where I was going to catch him no matter what. So once I saw the 11 having his issue, I was very confident that I was going to get by the 34. So I was happy to catch him into one also, because I felt like it's just easier to pass in one and two. So, yeah, that worked out. But I had fun tonight racing with all those guys. Corey Heim, his truck is like stupid good. He should never lose a race without issues. His truck is so good. And then the same with the 34. So Lane Riggs, he was strong as well. So those two definitely have the best trucks out there, and they're both talented drivers. So it was fun to get to race with them.
We'll go back to Zach.
I'm curious, like, we know your kind of expertise here, right? But What is it about Homestead Miami that allows it to be such a driver's racetrack and like a really good litmus test for who is talented behind the wheel, regardless of series?
Yeah, I think the lack of grip, the inconsistency in the grip, the multiple lanes that you can run, all of that, you know, the patience that it takes to run, you know, lower lanes, and then the aggression with the patience that it takes to run up high. It's just an awesome racetrack. I mean, definitely the best across all the series in our sport. So, yeah, it's just fun, and it races kind of similar in all the divisions too. So, yeah, it's just a cool place. I don't know. I think it does come down to just the level of grip in the racetrack, though. That's a good question. But, like, I don't know, there's guys that aren't that good here that are great at other tracks. So, you know, like, for me, like, obviously I'm great here, but there's tracks that I struggle at. So I don't know if you can, like, really just solely, like, if somebody's good here, that means they're a great race car driver. I think it's still tracks, certain tracks and styles suit drivers' styles. So I don't know. But I like being good here because it's fun.
Do we have any final questions for Kyle? All right, Kyle, congratulations.
Thank you.